Hello, and welcome to another episode of Did You Know? Quiz for Kids, the podcast where you can learn lots of new fun facts and put your knowledge to the test with a quiz. We're back again with another animal episode this week with our animal expert, Safari Sarah. Do you know which animal we'll be learning about today? Let's see if you can guess. They're big, furry cats with big, fluffy manes. It's lions, of course. Make sure you listen to Sarah's lion facts carefully, though, because we'll be seeing what you've learned later on with our quiz questions. Welcome back, Sarah. We're learning all about lions today. Can you help us out?
Of course I can. In fact, I've just come back from visiting the lions. They've had some cubs recently, and they are adorable.
Oh, fantastic. Is that what baby lions are called then? Cubs?
It certainly is. Lions are part of the cat family, so they are mammals. There is really only one species of lion, but there are two subspecies, the African lion and the Asiatic lion.
I see. So where do lions live?
African lions are mostly found in sub-Saharan Africa, in grasslands and savannas, where there's lots of shade and water. They are found in other places across the world too, but this is where most of them live.
Shade and water? Sounds like my kind of habitat. So what do lions eat in the savannas?
Lions are carnivores, which means they eat other animals. And they are predators, so they hunt for their food. The female lionesses do most of the hunting in groups and bring it back to the male lions and the cubs.
So lions hunt in groups, but what is a group of lions called?
Lions live together in groups called prides. This is quite unusual for cats, as they usually like to live alone. But there can be anywhere between 4 and 40 lions in one pride. There are no more than 2 males in each pride, though, to defend the group.
They sound like a very tight-knit bunch.
They are indeed. When lion cubs are born, all of the lionesses in the pride help to take care of them, and the cubs can drink milk from any of the lionesses. Lions also roar together, and can be heard from as far as 5 miles away.
Now that's what I call teamwork. If they can roar that loudly, how big are they?
Adult male lions grow pretty big and can weigh between 330 and 550 pounds.
That's pretty heavy. I think that's all the questions we've got time for today, Sarah. Thanks for all of those great facts, and make sure you stick around to fill us in on our tricky trivia answers. It's time to start our quiz. But don't worry if you want to hear Sarah's facts one more time, just rewind now. Are you ready? Let's get quizzing. Question 1. What are baby lions called? Is it A, pups, B, cubs, or C, kittens? Question 2. What is a group of lions called? Is it A, a pride, B, a club, or C, a team? Question 3. Which family are lions a part of? Is it A, dogs, B, birds, or C, cats? Question 4. Are lions carnivores or herbivores? And question 5, true or false, lions only roar alone? That's all of our questions today. Do you think you got them all right? Let's find out now with the answers from Safari Sarah. Question 1, what are baby lions called? Is it A, pups, B, cubs, or C, kittens?
The answer is B. Baby lions are called cubs, and they are usually born in litters of 2 or 3.
Question 2. What is a group of lions called? Is it A, a pride, B, a club, or C, a team?
A group of lions is called a pride. Prides are formed of between 4 and 40 lions, who live together and hunt for food together. There are usually no more than 2 males in a pride, and their job is to defend the group.
Question 3. Which family are lions a part of? Is it A. Dogs, B. Birds, or C. Cats?
Lions are part of the cat family. They are very big cats and are quite different to a lot of other cats. They like to live in groups and are very good swimmers, which is very unusual for different types of cats.
Question 4. Are lions carnivores or herbivores?
Lions are carnivores, which means they only eat meat. The lionesses do most of the hunting in groups, and hunt animals like zebras and antelopes. They need to hunt in groups to catch these animals, because they usually are a lot faster than a lion.
And question 5. True or false? Lions only roar alone.
This is actually false. Lions roar together and can be so loud that they can be heard from miles away.
That's the end of our quiz today. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, let's say a big thank you and goodbye to Safari Sarah for all of her fantastic animal knowledge.
See you next time, everyone.
If you enjoyed this episode all about lions, head on over to our homework help area, packed full of more fun facts and activities all about lions. And lots of other animals too. Or, if it's more quizzes you're after, why not check out Twinkle Kids TV for some fantastic video episodes of Did You Know Quiz for Kids? And lots of other fun and educational videos for you to enjoy. Don't forget to subscribe whilst you're there so you never miss a new video. See you next time!